Busting Myths About Family Support. What Hands and Voices Teaches Us About Walking with Families. Michaela Hammaker, parent and executive director of Texas Hands and Voices. Abstract. Think you know Hands and Voices? You might be surprised. While many believe family support is only for those in crisis or those who use a specific communication method, the truth is far more inclusive. In this article, Michaela Hammaker deconstructs some common myths surrounding the Texas Hands and Voices organization, revealing a parent-powered, grassroots community that meets families exactly where they are. From the kitchen table to the classroom and beyond describes the extent of Hands and Voices family support. They are a vital lifeline that helps children thrive from diagnosis through young adulthood. Note. For this article, DHH includes children who are also blind or have low vision, deafblind. Logo of Hands and Voices. Caption, the Texas Hands and Voices logo symbolizes a parent-powered journey. Alt text, a black outline of the state of Texas, a blue bonnet and a hand are shown inside the shape, with the word Texas written outside it, and Hands and Voices written inside. Imagine you are the parent of a child who is deaf or hard of hearing, DHH. You are likely navigating a busy world of medical appointments, school decisions, and communication choices, all while grappling with profound questions about the future. This is the reality for many families. Along the way, many families encounter Texas Hands and Voices for the first time, often with assumptions about who Hands and Voices is for and what we do. To better understand Hands and Voices, let's explore some common assumptions. Recently, Hands and Voices developed a Mythbusters resource to challenge these assumptions and reveal the facts. These myths aren't just about the organization itself. They are about how we understand families and the best ways to support them. Here are a few common myths we can bust. Myth: Hands and Voices is only for families who use sign, or only for families who use spoken language. A common misunderstanding is that Hands and Voices supports only one way of communicating. In reality, Hands and Voices was created to be welcoming and supportive of all families, no matter what choices they make. As the organization puts it, what works for your child is what makes the choice right. This matters deeply for us here at Texas Hands and Voices because families come from so many diverse cultures and backgrounds, and how families access services can vary from one place to another. We support our families without bias, allowing them to explore options, ask questions, and think through decisions without feeling judged or pushed in a particular direction. As parents ourselves, we appreciate it when professionals provide a space for families to discuss what they're learning and make decisions that work for them. Where trust is mutually beneficial, beautiful relationships become possible. Myth: Hands and Voices is only for families with young children or new diagnoses. We know that those early days can often be the hardest, and it is during this time that many crucial decisions are made. However, families' needs continue beyond the first few years. In fact, families often need support after communication decisions are made, and those choices become a reality in everyday life. As families progress through life with their child, they grow into new stages, such as the transitions from early intervention to school, from elementary to middle school, and from high school to adulthood. These transitions often bring new questions and new concerns. Families who felt steady early on may find themselves needing support again later. Texas Hands and Voices walks alongside families from the earliest days through young adulthood, offering emotional support, trusted resources, advocacy guidance, and meaningful opportunities to connect with other families. Myth: Hands and Voices is a large, fully funded organization with a big headquarters and lots of staff. In truth, Hands and Voices is a grassroots, parent-powered community. As the Mythbusters resource beautifully states, our HQ isn't a fancy building. It's laptops at kitchen tables. The power of parents cannot be overstated. This grassroots effort is a strength. It is the heart of the model. Support is provided by parents and caregivers living the journey themselves. These are people who understand the systems families navigate and the emotions, uncertainties, and hopes of raising a child who is deaf or hard of hearing. Myth: Hands and Voices is only for families in crisis. We sometimes think support is only needed when something is wrong, but families benefit from support all along the way. Hands and Voices is for families in every phase. We are here whether you are celebrating milestones, navigating an IEP, or simply wanting to connect with others who understand your experience. This helps us see family support not as a last resort. It is something that strengthens families over time and helps them feel more confident, connected, and supported as they move forward. Understanding these myths is crucial not only for families but also for professionals who work with them. For educators, medical professionals, and others working with families, this goes beyond mere referrals to Hands and Voices. It's about acknowledging the profound impact of family support as a vital complement to the care and services you already provide. Final myth: families have to do this alone. The most poignant and important myth to dispel is the belief that families must face this journey alone. They don't, and they shouldn't. Texas Hands and Voices exists to remind families, and all of us who walk alongside them, that community matters, and when families are supported, children thrive. For more information about Texas Hands and Voices, visit txhv.org. Michaela Hammaker, parent and executive director of Texas Hands and Voices, MHAMAKER at txhv.org. 2. Photo: two boys standing under a tree. Alt text: two young boys smile and embrace while standing under a large shade tree. Caption: two young people embracing captures how Hands and Voices walk alongside families from early childhood through young adulthood, celebrating the bonds of community. 3. Photo: two women sitting on a conference floor. Alt text: two women sit cross-legged on a patterned carpet in a large conference hall. Caption: the two women sitting together represent how Hands and Voices is a parent-powered grassroots community. We value the connection made when parents shared their lived experiences. 4. Photo: young girl reaching for bubbles. Alt text: a young girl reaches up toward floating bubbles outdoors. Caption: like the little girl reaching to grab the floating bubbles, every milestone is worth celebrating. We support families through every phase of their child's unique journey. 5. Photo: woman with two young children. Alt text: a woman laughs while hugging two young children under a pavilion. Caption: a woman hugging two young children while having a moment of joy together reminds us that family support is not a last resort. It strengthens families and helps children thrive. 6. Photo: boy with Star Wars cochlear implant reading. Alt text: a boy with a Star Wars-themed cochlear implant sits at a table reading a book. Caption: a boy wearing a cochlear implant reads a book, conveying that communication choices are personal. We support every family without bias, no matter the path they choose. 7. Photo: man reading to a young girl. Alt text: a man reads a book to a young girl. Caption: the man reading to a young child captures the emotion that support happens at the kitchen table. Our grassroots model is built on parents helping parents. Meta description, detailed and helpful information about Texas Hands and Voices.